1 Kings chapter 11. So much the pitcher goes into the water until it breaks. Another adage that comes to mind is, so much insistence and so little resistance. Solomon had a blind spot, an Achilles heel. Women, and especially foreign women. Together with the mysterious beauty of the foreign woman also came their gods. These women managed to bend Solomon's will and heart. And it was not only that Solomon allowed them to build altars and worship the foreign gods, but he also ended up joining them. Yesterday we read about the Queen of Sheba. Not all foreign women are the same. The Queen of Sheba recognized the God of Israel and blessed him. Ruth was also an exemplary foreigner. She not only left her land, she also left behind her gods and embraced Abraham's faith. Lois and Eunice, Timothy's grandmother and mother, were divine instruments to install faith in Timothy. What a great influence women have always had in the history of the home, the church, and society at large. Solomon's women influence deviated his heart. But we can influence our families, our friends, the helpless around us, our own church and school, and yes, even the Supreme Court. Sowing the seed of unconditional love for God, faith, and hope. Fighting for the things you care about, but do it in a way that leads others to join you.